Haklaim means you have an animal that came from Klaim. That means the mother chveis was a deer, and the chveis and the father was a cow. Kitsa, the Klaim, you have two animals living together and you have a baby, that's called Klaim. So Rashi says Klaim is pasul yakrova. It's pasul for korban. The pasuk says shor or kesev prat leKlaim. It's no good for Klaim. Who adin of treifa? Pshit, if you have an animal that's a treifa, you can't bring it for korban. Who adin v'yotzei doifen? If you have an animal that's yotzei doifen, that was not born normally, like Caesarean. Yotzei doifen. So Rashi says, the pasuk says, ki yivolein prat liyotzei doifen. So Rashi says, bahani chamish, these five things, yalach rab lezim mikroi betumura, perot yesh bekabonis. That what the loichal kedusha leim, you can't be maxish these type of animals. A klayim, a treifa, yotzei doifen, tumtum v'yadrugnis. Holding an animal that's a tumtum or an adrugnis, the kedusha cannot be makrivit. It has no kedushas carbon. Like kedushin, v'loy makdishin. They can't become kaddish, and it can't be makdish something else. What does that mean? V'yomar Shmuel, like kedushin b'tmura. That means even if you take this animal that's an androgynous, you have an animal that has two simonim, a zochra and a keza. Now you have another carbon that has already kedusha. Now, when you have a korban that's kaddish already, there's a din of tamura. Tamura means you take another animal next to it and say, zu tachazu. You want the kedusha of the first animal to go off it and to go on to the second animal. And the chiddush of tamura is, even if the animal you're bringing now is a baal mum, even though it's ra, it's a baal mum, still kedusha is chal on it. So the chiddush is, but over here, if the animal is an androgynous, the kedusha is not chal on it. Even though you're only making a tamura out of it. That is, you have already one good korban, and you're taking now this animal that's an androgynous and putting it next to the other one to make tamura, it's not chal. Loi kedoshe means b'tamura. Loi makadshe means b'yoyse tamura, that in the case where it was kaddish. How could it become kaddish? Rashi explains where the mother was kaddish, and then the mother gave birth. If you have an animal, you will makdish an animal, and then the animal gives birth. So halacha is, its kid is automatically kaddish. And if it gives birth to an androgynous, the kid has kedusha on it. Now, if you take this carbon and take another animal and make it into tamura, the second animal does not become kaddish. Since this first animal is an androgynous, it doesn't have enough kedusha to make another carbon. So, l'chura shemamina, it's another proof here that according to Rabbi Lezer, an animal that's an androgynous is not called a vade zocher. It cannot have kedushas carbonus. So you see, it does not have a shame zocher. It's a suffix. So you see, loy lakil amar Rav Lezer, that an androgynous is a zocher. Fight Rav Lezer, why me chayov malov skila kezocher. Lezer says an androgynous has a din of a zocher, and somebody lives with him, he's chayiv misa, it's called mishkevei zocher. Tanya, Omer Rabbi said, ki shalachti lo matareitz Rav Lezer ben Shemua, when I went to learn Torah by Rav Lezer ben Shemua, chibru olai talmidov. He had so many talmidim over there, ki tarnagolim shel beis bukiyah. Like a tanagolim of Beis Makia means there are a lot of chickens there. So Rashi says the pshat was he had a lot of talmidim there. They didn't let me get close to the Rebbe. They hugged the Rebbe there. They're close to the Rebbe too much. I couldn't even get close to him. I only learned one thing from him. That's the only thing I was able to learn there. That's all. So Rashi, the bottom Rashi says that Shabbos Buki means the Kiyim v'Charifim v'Yemenichim Tarnagel Nochri B'neim. Whereas it was a chicken house there, a chicken market there, and they didn't let a new Talmud get near the Rebbe. All the Talmidim were so close to him, I couldn't get near him. So the only thing I heard over was this halacha. And Rav Lezer holds an androgynous takis chayov malaskila kizocher. Hadron alech oral. It's like the Mishnah. Yesh mutaris labalayim. There are certain ladies that it could be to their own husband that mutter, but v'yasurusli yivmeyim. It could be when the husband dies, and now there's a mitzvah yibam to the brother, there's you're also to the yavam. It's possible to your own husband you are mutter, but to the brother you're also. And it could be the other way. Mutarusli yivmeyim, there are certain ladies that are mutter to the brother when their husband dies, but v'yasurusli balayim, but to a chayvil avin to their own husband they're also. Mutaris li'elu li'elu. That's poshut. The normal case is that first she's mutter to her husband, and then when the husband dies, there's a mitzvah yibam to marry the brother. That the isha can be mutter to both. And there could also be cases of the yasuris li'elu li'elu. There could be cases where the isha is also to both. She was also to her first husband, and when her husband dies, she's also to the brother also. Now we'll explain. V'yelu mutaris labaleim v'yasuris liyivneim. These are the ladies that are mutter to their own husband, but they're also to their brother-in-law, their husband's brother. Koyin hedyid shenosves almona. Let's say a regular koyin got married to an almona. He's allowed to marry an almona. A koyin can't marry a grusha, but an almona he's mutter to. So a koyin hedyid, a regular koyin, married an almona, a widow. V'yesh lo yach koyin godol. And he has a brother now that's a koyin godol. So when this brother dies now, when the koyin dies, his wife, the almona, falls to who? To the brother, the Kohen Gadol. She's also to the Kohen Gadol. There's an Avera, Kohen Gadol can't marry an almona. So therefore, that's the case that to her first husband, she was muta, but to the brother, she's also. Who are then, let's say, cholol, shenosa, ksheira. A Kohen that's a cholol, married a regular kashadika wife. So since the man is a cholol, he could marry anybody, but the locher is when he lives with his wife, he makes her into a cholola. But so what? Since he's a cholol, his wife could also be a cholola. But v'yesh lo yach kosher. But he has another brother that's a kohen kosher. So halacha is the kohen kosher is not allowed to marry a cholola. So yeah, the first one's wife became a cholola. So she was mutter to her husband because the husband was a cholol, but she's also to the brother because the brother is a kosher kohen. A kosher kohen can't marry a cholola. What about Yisrael shenosa bas Yisrael? Let's say a regular Jew, married a regular Bas Yisrael, okay? V'yesh l'yach mamzer. But now who's the brother? He's a mamzer. So when the brother dies, his wife can't marry the brother. The brother's a mamzer. L'yove mamzer, b'kal Hashem. So that's the case that she's mutter to her husband, but she's also to the brother. What about mamzer shenosa mamzeris? He's allowed to do it. She's allowed to marry a mamzer. V'yesh l'yach Yisrael. But the brother is a kosher yid. So when the first brother dies, his wife, the mamzeris, is also to the brother. These are cases that she's mutter to the husband, and she's also to the brother. Now, there are other cases, mutaris labalayim, the yasuris liyivmeyim. No, these are the cases of mutaris labalayim, that they're mutter to the husband, the yasuris liyivmeyim, but they're also to the brothers. The yelo now, these are the cases, mutaris liyivmeyim, the yasuris labalayim. I give you cases where she's also to her first husband, but when the husband dies and there's a mitzvah yibum to the brother, there's a mitzvah yibum. What's the case? Koyin gadol shekidish es amona. A koyin gadol that married an amona. V'yesh lo yach koyin hedyit. And he has a brother that's a koyin hedyit. So in such a case, the koyin gadol is doing an avera. The koyin gadol married an amona, she's also. Aber v'yesh lo yach koyin hedyit. But he has a brother, a koyin hedyit, that when he dies, despite that she's an amona, that the koyin hedyit is allowed to marry her. So she's muta. So chura, here is... Here again, the case is koyin gadol shekidish es amona. Koyin gadol married the amona. V'yesh l'yach koyin hedyit, and he has a brother, a koyin hedyit. So it's good if the koyin gadol only married the amona, he didn't live with her yet. So the koyin gadol is also to live with her. Because she's an amona. But the Kohen Gadol didn't live with her yet. Therefore, she did not become a chalola. So if the Kohen Gadol dies, now all she is a pure almona. She's a widow. So the Maisu, a widow, is mutter to regular Kohen. Therefore, she's mutter to the brother. What about kosher shenosa chalola? Let's say you have a kosher, a Kohen, that married an isha that's a chalola. Now, even if you live with her, good, so at most she's a chalola. So it's also for the Kohen to live with his wife. But v'yesh lo yach cholol. Let's say he has a brother, he's a cholol, the brother. L'maisa cholol is allowed to live with a cholola. So it is the case that she's mutter to the brother, but she's also to her husband. What about Yisrael shenosa mamzeris? A regular yid married a mamzeris, it's be'aveira, she's also to live with her husband. But v'yesh lo yach mamzer. Let's say the brother is a mamzer. So now when the first husband dies, she's mutter to the brother. Because the brother is a mamzer, a mamzeris is mutter to a mamzer. So she's only yasa to her husband. Husband is a regular Ben Yisrael. What about mamzer shenosa bas Yisrael? A man that's a mamzer married a bas Yisrael, it's an avera. But v'yesh lo yach Yisrael, but he has now what, a brother, that's a normal Yisrael. So when the first husband dies, the lady, the bas Yisrael, is allowed to marry the brother, because he's a Ben Yisrael. There's no din chalolos over here. By Israel. So she's mutter to Israel. These are the cases that mutaris liyivneim, that these ladies are mutter to the brother-in-laws, but the asuris labaleim, but they're also to their own husband. Now, bi'elu asuras li'elu li'elu, what are the cases that they're also to both? There are the cases that they're mutter to both, that's pshita. That's a normal case. That an isha is mutter to a husband, and mutter to a brother-in-law later. That the Mishnah doesn't have to say. So we go now, where's the cases that she's also to both? She's also both to a husband and to the yavim. Yivyelu asuras li'elu li'elu. Koyin godol shenosas amona. Or koyin godol that married an amona. V'yesh le'ach koyin godol. And the brother was also a koyin godol. In other words, after the first koyin godol dies, they right away appointed the brother to be the koyin godol. So now this koyin godol can't marry the amona. So the amona was also to her first husband, and she's also to the yavim also. He has to give chalitza, not more. Oy koyin head yit kosher shenosa chalola. A koyin head yit married a chalola. It's an aveira. V'yesh le'ach kosher. He has a brother that's a kosher a koyin. He can't live with her either. He has to give a chalitza, not more. Yisroel shenotza mamzeres. Yisroel married a mamzeres. V'yesh le'ach Yisroel, and he has a regular brother that's a regular Yisroel. So the brother is also also to her. She's also to both of them. What about mamzer shenotza bas Yisroel? He's also with her. V'yesh le'ach mamzer. And the brother is also a mamzer. So this isha now is also to both. She's also to her first husband, and she's also to the brother now. He's also a mamzer. Is asuras li'elu u'li'elu. These are the cases that are also to both. V'sha'a kol anoshim, every other lady, that's the portion of the case. All other ladies, halacha is, mutaras to baleim u'li'evmeyim. That usually every case is, you muta to both. You muta li'evmeyim, you muta to both, it's okay. Now, what about shniyos medivrei sofrim? There are certain noshim, like we had your grandmother, midiraisa, you're allowed to marry your grandmother. Your mother's mother is muta midiraisa. She's only yosa to you midirabonin. That's called the shniyah. Certain ladies are yosa to you midirabonin. The rabbonin said, he's an erva, you're not allowed to marry her. The rabbonin said, don't marry your grandmother, because maybe you come to marry your mother then. So what about shniyahs midirabonin sofrim? So it depends. There are cases that shniyah labal v'lo shniyah liyavim. You could have a lady that's also to a husband, but she's not also to the brother-in-law. And they could have the other way, asura labal or mutaras liyavim. Could be she's also to a husband, and she's mutar to the yavim. Shniyah liyibum, v'loy shniyah labal. You could have a shniyah to the yavim and not to the husband. In such a case, asura liyavim, she's also to the yavim, or mutaras labal. Shniyah lezu lezu. You could have an isha that's a relative with the rabbanan to both, the husband and the brother. Is asura lezeh lezeh, she's also to both. Now in these cases, where your wife is a shniyah, where your wife is also midrabbonin, the halacha is, ain lo like suba. Halacha is, when you give her a get, or when you die, you do not have to give her a ksuba. That's a kenas midrabbonin. In other words, the rabbonin make a chizik by yisur with the rabbonin. Since these noshim are mutter midiraisa, it's only yosim midrabbonin, the rabbonin wanted to make a strong chizik to make sure people won't be over the aveira. Therefore, the Rabbanan said that if you do get married to your grandmother, we're going to make a kenas to her that she's not going to get a ksuba. For loy teres, if you eat the fruit of anichse milug, you don't have to pay it back the fruits. Even though usually a regular husband has the right to eat the teres, Rashi says, because he has a mitzvah to free her. If she gets captured by the goyim, the husband has a chiyuv to free his wife. Mashenkin here, since she's also to you, you don't have a chiyuv to free her. Still, it's a knas, you don't have to pay her back the payers, the fruits that you ate. For loy mezainis, you don't have a chiyuv to feed her. Since she's also to you, you're not allowed to live with her. You're supposed to get rid of a giver a get. You have no chiyuv to feed her. For loy belois, who was it if you used up when she got married to her, she brought in clothing. And you wore the clothing. And the clothing became so ruined that it got like holy already. So you don't have to pay her for it. This is all a knas. By a regular wife, you do have to pay her, but here, since your wife is us, it's you, the Rabbonin, you don't have to give her these things. For Avlad Kosher, but the Rabbonin did not make the kid into a mamzer. Even though with the Rabbonin she's an erva, but the Rabbonin did not go to say the kid's a mamzer. So far, the Rabbonin did not do. But if you marry your grandmother, with the Rabbonin she's an erva, but if you have a kid from mother, the kid's not a mamzer. We forced you to give her a get. If you married your grandmother, we forced you to give her a get. Now, Amona l'koyin godol. When an Amona marries a koyin godol, that's a nisa d'iraisa. Gerusha v'chalutz l'koyin hedyit. Where a koyin marries a gerusha, it's nisa d'iraisa. Mamzeres and a sin l'Yisrael. That's also an aveiri. Now let him marry a mamzeres. Basi Yisrael Nosel Manzer, the opposite way. Yesh Lem Ksuba. In such cases, regular Chai V'Lavin, even though you're not allowed to do it, if you did get married to her, Lamaisa, when you give her a get lady, you do have to give her a Ksuba. So that's what the Mishnah says, there's a Knaf, not to pay her a Ksuba, that's only on an Issa the Rabbanin. That the Rabbanin sometimes make a Chizuk, Yosem Adivrei Seifrim. The Rabbanin make a strong Chizuk here, they don't want you to do these Issa the Rabbanins. Mashenki was Sosim and Iraisa, they don't have to be so afraid, because usually people are afraid to do an Issa the Iraisa. So the Rabbanin did not have to make a Knaf that she does not get a Ksuba, she does get a Ksuba. So I think Gemara now. Ma'iru the Tani. No, so how come the Mishnah says the case is they have Nisuyin? Listen to Kiddush. Why don't you just say Kiddush? So Rashi says, Anosa Amona Koi. In the case where he married an Amona. And the first case, or the Bach says, take out the word Almona. Then the first part of the Mishnah says, it says, Ve'elu Mutoris Nabalayim. Where the first part of the Mishnah is, where's the case that she's mutter to her husband, and she's also to the Yivama. So Rashi, the Mishnah says, the case is, Kohen Hedyit, Shenosa Salmona. A Kohen Hedyit married the Almona, he had Nisuni live with her. And he has a brother that's a Kohen Gadol. So Lachari, she's also to the Kohen Gadol, but she's mutter to her husband. Your Kohen Hedyit, Shenosa Salmona. Right, so the Kohen Hedyit is mutter to her. The question is now, why did the Gemara Mishnah have to say that the Kohen Hedyit married her? Nosa means he married and lived with her. Why do you have to say live with her? It would be the same halacha if he's only Mekadesha, if he only married her and did not live with her. It was a Kohen Gadol was Mekadesha and Amona. The halacha is, she's mutter to him. Now if he dies, and the brother, the Yavam, is a Kohen Gadol, he's also to an Amona. So for what purpose does the Mishnah say that the Kohen Hedyit married her and lived with her, even if he didn't live with her, it'll be the same halacha? That she's an Amona. And when he dies, the Kohen Hedyit, she falls to the Kohen Gadol. Her Kohen Gadol is also to an Amona. So from the Gemara, my year with the Tani Nosa, why does the Mishnah say that he married the Amona, he lived with her? Listen to Kiddush. Let it just say the case is, he made Kiddush without living with her. Maybe you tell me, time of the Nosa. Say no, maybe only because the Kohen Hedyit not only married the Amona, but even lived with her. So now there are two chasreinus, there's two reasons why Kohen Gadol can't live with this Isha. One is because she's an Amona, and secondly because she's a Bula. Halacha is a Kohen Gadol has to marry a Basula, not a Bula. So if so, say, now she's also to the Kohen Gadol with an Isser Esser and Isser Loisasei. Avol Kiddush. But if it only would have been a case where the first Kohen only married her and did not live with her, so why is she also to the Kohen Gadol only because of an Amona? So if only the Isser is an Amona, maybe I would say, Asi Esser, but Eichel Loisasei. Maybe then I would say there would be a Mitzvah Yibim. She'd be mutter to the Kohen Gadol. Because I'd say, Esser, Eichel Loisasei. So Gemara says, no. That the whole parak, all these cases here, talking about that there's only chai v'lavin, a mamzer's only chai v'lavin, and still we say when he dies, when the husband dies, and she is a mamzeris, the other brother cannot make yibum. So you see clearly we're going now. You don't say yes to the chalosa say. It's gzeirim of the rabbanin. Rakopon our Mishnah is taught saying clearly it's usur that you did not say yes to the chalosa say. So again, for what purpose do we have to say the Kohen Hedyit live with the Amona is enough just to his mekadesha? So Gemara says mishum the kabbalah the mishnah sefer Kohen Gadol should not say Amona because later the Mishnah has to say with the Kohen Gadol married the Amona and there you know why she's usur to the brother dafka nosa. Only because the Kohen Gadol lived with his wife, the Amona. The Shav Yechalola. By the Kohen Gadol living with her, he made her into a Chalola. Avol Kiddush Arya. But if the Kohen Gadol would have just married the Amona and not lived with her, so she did not become a Chalola. Now when the Kohen Gadol dies, she falls to the Kohen Hedyit, there would be a Mitzvah Yibum. That's why it says, Tanya Nami Reisha Nosa. Therefore the Reisha also says the case that he married her and lived with her, even though the Reisha Tlav Davki he lived with her. The Murno, the Mur of Yadatoni, Mishum Seifa, Lishni Mishum Tsiyasa. What do you have to say? It says he lived with her because of the last case. Say because of the middle case. What's the middle case? Kohen Gadol Shekidisha Samona. A Kohen Gadol was Mekadish the Amona. Viyeshla Yah Kohen Hedyit. and he has the Kohen Hedyot, and he has a brother that's Kohen Hedyot. Thus, what are you saying? You have to say Nosa in the beginning. Of course, at the end it says Nosa, but in the middle it says Kiddush only. So at the beginning also only say Kiddush. In other words, this first case is Lav Davki, live with them. So you're saying it says living because at the end of the Mishnah is talking about Nosa. But the middle of the Mishnah talks about Kiddush, Kedushin alone. So therefore the Reish at the beginning of the Mishnah should also want to talk about Kiddush. Again, so why does the beginning of the Mishnah have to say Nosa, live with her? It could have been enough, just Kedushin. That's the most kasha. For the Mora, the Adatani Mishnah say for listening Mishnah Mitzayasa, Kohen Godesh Kiddush HaSamona, Vieshli Akrein Ejit. So it says, Ela Mishum Bas Bukta, it goes because of Bas Bukta. Rashi says, that means, Hoda Tony Nosa Bresha the Pirkin, Mishum Bas Bukta Kleimam, Hashnuya Vitzida. Because of the case that it says right next to it. The next case is the Kaboyla Misni, Cholol Shanosa Kshera. It wants to tell you the next case that a Cholol that lived with a Kshera. So by the Cholol living with her, he made her into a Cholola. Taima de Nosa. So why is she yosa to the brother only because the first brother lived with her? Tishavi chalola. Avo kiddush shayulei. Mishamachik toni nosa. Therefore, since the second part of the Mishnah right away has to be talking about nosa nisuyin, therefore the first part of the Mishnah also says already nisuyin. Because it's right next to it. Even though it'd be the same halacha just with kedushin, but it says it right next to the second case. So the second case is daska nosa. The first case is also daska with nisuyin. That's what the first case says with nisuyin. The Marmayi Ridikatoni Almono, why does the Mishnah have to say the case is, the first case, that a Kohen Hedyot, Shenosa Samono, why do you have to say the Kohen Hedyot married an Amono? Listen to Besula, let's say better. A Kohen Hedyot married a regular Besula. But Lamaisa, after the Kohen Gadol lives with, after a Kohen Hedyot married a Besula. Now when the Kohen lives with her, she becomes a Bula. So Bula is also to a Kohen Gadol. So it'll be the same case. When he dies now, she's also to the brother, the Kohen Gadol.